The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau found that rejecting the funds could leave up to 90,000 people without access to Badger care. With the rejection, only those making around $11,500 or less annually would qualify. Governor Scott Walker says people who are not covered can turn to the new healthcare exchanges or purchase private insurance. Citizen Action of Wisconsin Executive Director Robert Craig says it's morally irresponsible to turn down the funds. Under Walker's plan, $30 million in state money, plus federal funds, would go towards compensating hospitals to treat uninsured patients.
So they are admitting that there's going to be a lot more uncompensated care because of Governor Walker's proposal. We actually don't even think that's enough money to cover what the impact on hospitals will be, but at least it gives them some additional money.
At a stop in Eau Claire today, Governor Walker said the federal government does not have the money to cover the Affordable Care Act, let alone a Medicaid expansion in Wisconsin.
We want to make sure that as that's being implemented, that we provide as many protections as possible to ensure that there aren't gaps along the way, but that betting on money that the federal government already can't provide today, it would just be becoming a participant in an already failed project.
There is no deadline for states to accept the Medicaid expansion. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.